Right.
Do you want to see what I do?
I do. I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah, I know. People just have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, people think I've got like a frame with it, like a loom.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's what I kind of imagined.
Yeah, no.
So could you just describe what we're looking at?
So, basically we made a big frame.
Yep.
And had to reinforce it quite a bit so it doesn't bow, and stretch this canvas out. And the canvas is actual carpet backing.
Oh, okay, yep.
So it's almost like a fine sacking.
Yeah.
And that gets stretched up onto the frame and held with smooth edge, the carpet smooth edge. And so that we call our canvas.
Uh-huh.
And then I've drawn my design up, and I use a gun, a tufting gun.
Right.
Which looks like a big drill.
It does, yeah.
And I thread the yarn through. It runs on compressed air and electricity.
Right.
I thread the yarn through, and it cuts the yarn and shoots it out through this hollow needle. And so I use that to draw on my canvas.
So you use it like a paintbrush, in a way?
Yeah, pretty much. So I can do curves, and I can go sideways, and I can just do anything with it.
That's amazing. And can you have different length tufts, or does it all
I can change the pile height with I just change the needle length,
right,
and the feed wheel, which is this little wheel here.
Yep.
So that determines how much wool gets fed into the machine, and then the needle goes through the canvas, and I can go up to maybe 6 centimetres, so right. I can do like shag pile,
right, yeah, okay,
or I can do quite a short hard pile.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I can change the density of my, of the...
And you could, so you could have in one carpet different lengths to kind of give you texture?
Yep, I can. Yep. The only thing is when I crop it at the end, I have a cropping machine which kind of takes the top off the rug and makes it really smooth. Then I'm not able to use that.
Okay.
Because I need to have an even surface.
I see,
to run that over.
Got it.
So I'd have to hand clip it.
So putting it on the frame, I mean, it feels quite taut when I touch the backing. So does that take quite a lot of effort to stretch it and to get it all kind of sitting true
on the frame? Yeah, you'd have to kind of, I just kind of hook it up on the top row first, and then pull down the bottom from the middle out.
Right.
And then just do the sides. And I do have to sometimes restretch after I've put it up.
And does it have... Yeah, so does it kind of relax into itself, and you kind of come out and say, oh, that was quite firm, but now it feels a bit saggy?
I can't restretch it when I've started tufting, that's the only thing, because once I've started tufting, I can then warp my design and warp my straight edge.
Of course, yeah.
So I work on the back of the rug, that's the underneath of it.
Oh, okay.
And then if you come around here, that's my pile.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now it's beginning to look like a carpet. That's incredible. And I mean, you're working on quite a big area. I mean, this has got to be...
this rug is 1.4 by 80 centimetres. So, which is the kind of... 1.4 is the longest I can do at the moment.
Right. Just because you're framed.
I'm just limited by the height of my frame. And I'm limited by my rolls of backing, my canvas, because I've inherited these rolls that have been cut in half.
Oh.
So ordinarily I would have been able to stretch up for this whole frame.
Oh, I see.
And do runners. Yep. But until I get new backing,
got it.
Then I'm limited on size.
And had you worked on that scale before? Because I mean, at the carpet we're looking at now that's being created is of a, what is that flower?
Just a flower.
Just a flower.
Yeah, just a stylized flower.
But would you have worked in that size before?
When I used to do this down in Wellington about even longer. I finished 7 years ago, so 10 years ago I started doing this in Wellington.
Right.
And we worked on a really huge scale, so we were up ladders tufting.
Wow.
So the biggest rugs would be, we'd do kind of 4 metres by 6 metres.
Something's
saying that's all right. It's just getting air out of liquid out of the compressor.
It's good. Nothing's going to blow up.
No. Did give me the first time it went off. It gave me a real fright.
So you were working in a team of carpet makers?
No, there was just two of us. So right. I was working mostly for a designer, Mandy Wilson.
Okay.
So I was mostly doing her tufting, and then towards the end of my time there, I was doing some of my own stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that must be exciting. Was it like an apprenticeship in a way?
Yeah, it was kind of. Yeah. So she trained me up.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I learned a lot about colour and line and shape. And
So you inherited this from the place that you used to work from in London?
Yeah. So that
Wellington.
In Wellington, yeah. So they phoned me up in, must have been the end of October, almost 7 years, exactly 7 years after I left, and said, oh, look, we've got all the tufting gear and we're not doing it anymore and we'd like it to be used.
Wow.
And are you interested?
Oh, my God, I bet you thought it was like you were amazing. In a dream or something.
It was just incredible. So we went down, and I went down with my sister with a ute and a trailer and picked most of it up, and then the rest got dropped off.
But you couldn't wait to start. But you would have had to have...
I did have to wait a few months because my dad made the frame for me. And so we had to kind of get that right.
Yeah.
And he made the shelves for me as well for my yarn. Yeah, and then it was kind of... I had to get a new air filter and kind of have a bit of a muck around with what stuff I did have. And
but that first time you put the tufting gun, you had it all set up, you got the canvas on. The first time you went pow with the gun, that must have been a great feeling.
It was amazing. And I thought, oh, okay, I better give myself some space where I can just have a good practice. And I did, I think, 3 rows, and then I was away, straight onto a rug.
What's your favourite part of the whole process?
Oh, I like all of it. I like just process in general. I like that there's parts, different parts to it that go in a certain sequence.
Could you just talk me through the kind of, you know, your carpet from woe to go?
Oh, okay. So first step is to stretch out my canvas.
Yeah.
And then I will draw up what size I want to do, what size rug, and then draw my design on. And mostly I just do freehand, so I'll just kind of, at the moment I'm just kind of pulling stuff out of the air and out of my workbook.
Yeah.
And just freehand drawing it up, and then
wonderful.
Picking my colours, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
Picking colours. I've been working on kind of quite autumn and winter colours at the moment, kind of burnt reds and oranges. And
I'm looking at all the wools that you're using. Mm. I mean, they're kind of industrial size bobbins.
Yeah, they are.
Where are they? Is it pure wool or is it acrylic?
Yeah, it is. It's pure wool.
Yep.
And it's all New Zealand wool. We get it from a factory in Leven.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've got a huge stockpile at the moment. That's what you see there is maybe a quarter of what I've got.
Where do you store it all?
It's all in my house.
Oh my God.
In the wardrobes, in the corners. Oh no. Yeah.
Your dirty secret.
Yeah. Kind of tucked away.
But great to have all that on hand.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
So you know, whatever you dream up, presumably you can just come out and do. You don't have to worry about resources. You've got
it all. I've got it all. Yeah, I've got everything that I need. So yeah, I pick my colours, which is really fun, and I make up these little kind of swatches.
All right.
Because when you look at a roll of yarn, that colour is quite different to when it's cut.
Yes.
It's a lot darker when it's cut.
Yeah.
So I just make these up so I can compare shades. So there's some colours that are too close in shade that I can't put
together.
So
it's like a cross section of the cut. So it looks like a bunch of tufts.
Yeah. It's the pile. So I make those up.
Yep.
And just to check my colours. And then I just start. And so I do outline first, and then I can fill in. So the outline is kind of all freehand and just following the lines.
Yep.
And then I can just, just fill it in, just like a colouring book. And I have to do kind of two lines to get the thickness enough that it will be... strong enough on the other side. So when it's all tufted, I then glue it. So I've got latex, a bucket of latex that I pour into paint tray and just use a roller.
On the backing?
On the back, very back, yep. And so that just stops the pile from being able to be pulled out.
Got it, yep.
And then once that's dry, it's kind of an overnight drying, I rip the canvas down and roll it up. And then the next process, which I haven't got to yet, is to get a rubber backing put on it. So here's one of Mandy's.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But this rubber backing gets glued on.
Yep.
And then the edges of the canvas are turned underneath.
Right.
So you just end up with a...
with all rug right out the side.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, this raw edge. And so that's... I'll probably get an upholsterer to do the backing for me.
Right.
Because it's just a bit messy and smelly with the glues.
Yep.
And then I crop it. So I have this... this machine, just in this trunk.
Right. Oh, a lovely old trunk.
Yeah.
It's very medieval.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? So that's my cropper.
Right. Well, it's kind of punky.
Yeah,
it is. It's a nice purple colour.
So that's...
It looks like a big sander as well, in a way.
It runs on just electricity, and I plug a vacuum cleaner hose onto... this bit,
yep.
So it sucks all the fluff, and it just takes a really fine layer off the top of the rug.
Lovely.
With this big
blade. That is a big blade.
Yeah, and it's quite a heavy machine.
Mm.
And does a beautiful job. And then once I've cropped the bulk of the rug, then I have to hand trim the sides.
Right.
Just to get them nice and straight. A rug that I've tufted but haven't cropped yet.
Right. Oh, it's beautiful already, I can see. Wonderful colours. Oh, that's lovely. So greens, purples, oranges on that lovely kind of browny background.
A,
I love that.
It's a winter green. It's it's really lovely. And they're really if you had bare feet. You could sink your toes into them.
Oh, how lovely.
They're really lovely to walk on. So they're not the kind of rugs that you'd put in, as a doormat.
No.
You put them somewhere where you're actually going to...
Yeah, you know, appreciate it.
Yeah, sink your toes into it and lie on it.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
So was this one of your first ones you did, or...?
This is part of the first batch.
Right.
So it's these ones here. Are all part of my first batch.
Yep.
Ready for backing.
And so you're going to do a job lot of backing, give that to an upholsterer to
do? Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna try a few different places.
Yeah.
In the wider upper. Yeah.
You know the tufting stage? When artists are, when you're drawing or something and you're right in the zone, you kind of lose sense of time. Does the same happen with tufting?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
You kind of get in that special place and... Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I have to make myself stop to have a stretch of my arms and my hands.
So you did it 10 years ago.
Mm.
And then how long were you doing that for?
I did it for 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you had a break from it.
Yep.
And so returning to it, did lots of memories kind of come back? Was it, did you find it easier than you imagined?
Yeah, I thought it would take me a while to get back into it.
Yeah.
But it didn't
take
me long at all. And it's even more exciting than when I used to do it. Just
well,
because
your own designs.
Yeah, it's just all mine, and that feels really nice.
Yeah. Would there be many people doing what you do in New Zealand?
No, there's not many. There is there's a big company down in Christchurch called Delana.
Right.
And they do lots of collaborations with artists.
Okay.
And they're on quite a big scale. Mm-hmm. They've been operating for a long time.
Right.
But as far as kind of people doing just their own stuff, there's a handful.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very...
So the Tufters convention would be quite a small affair.
Yeah, it would. Just be in someone's kitchen. Yeah. But I think the price of the equipment probably put a lot of people off.
Mm.
Like it's quite a big investment
initially.
And also there's nowhere to learn
how
to do it unless you can find someone who is doing it.
Yeah. Do you see yourself as kind of holding a flame for this? Kind of keeping this
going? Yeah, I suppose a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I'm really passionate about it.
Mm.
And I really love, that whole art meets craft.
Yeah.
Which is what this kind of rug tufting is.
Yeah.
Where it's, you know, bespoke, the one-offs, and it's all freehand. I could never reproduce the same rug.
Everyone's unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool.
You've got a few here. I mean, I can see four that are ready to be backed, and you've got the one up on the frame at the moment. Are they for general sale? How do you propose to get your product out there?
Yes. Step number two. This kind of initial phase is just me getting back into it and getting that confidence back with colour and design.
Mm.
And I will probably be putting these in the Craft Country shop here in Featherston, because they're small enough, and I haven't kind of got, I haven't really got there yet.
But
and ultimately, I'd like to be just doing commission work,
right?
So I'd just like to be meeting up with people and designing rugs for them in their homes, and operating on that kind of.
Definitely.
Kind of level. They are art pieces, really.
Yeah.
But they are functional, so they fit into that. They cross between that craft and art.
Yeah.
Initially, I'm just going to be doing my own stuff, but I am hoping to do some, to team up with some other artists.
Yep. As you were saying, there's lots of room for collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know that you sell other work stuff in Craft Country.
Mm.
You make clothes. Are you finding that you really want to do carpets, but you know you've got to do the clothes, or is there a bit of a struggle going on?
Yeah, there's a little bit, just while I'm starting, because obviously this isn't making money just yet.
Not yet.
So I'm still having to keep up with the bread and butter stuff. But I'm hoping that this will be it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not something I can do full time because it is too hard on my hands.
Mm, I was going to say, you have to be physically quite strong, I suspect.
Yeah, the gun's quite weighty.
Yeah.
And it's just that kind of holding the trigger and, that control that you have to maintain.
So you have to be quite steady as you're aiming?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you don't want to be shooting off up into the ceiling, do you? Maybe, could you demonstrate?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Just put my EMS on.
So you thread it in.
Yep, so I just thread the yarn through these loops.
Yep.
Through the feed wheel and into the air chamber.
Right.
Ooh. A little bit of air through.
Right. Fast. I didn't expect it to be that fast. I thought it'd be ka-chum,
ka-chum. It can be as fast as you want it to go. I mean, I can go really fast.
Oh, wow. Comes spurting out the end like paint. That's incredible. What a satisfying sound.
Yeah.
I can see why you enjoy doing it. I mean, man, that looks incredible. I'm just looking at the way that you've got all your yarns rigged up on the ceiling. So so you've got your yarns of wool, the big, what are they called? When they're in that?
I just call them rolls. I don't know what they're.
So you've got your big rolls on the floor, and then you've hooked them up onto the ceiling, and then you thread them through the gun.
Yeah.
So it's like a big marionette show to a certain extent down that end of the room.
Yeah. It's a neat as smooth as possible kind of line from your rolls to your gun.
Right. Is this enough room for you to do it, or would you know if you
I'd love a bigger space, but yeah. This is fine for now.
Yeah.
I would like a bigger canvas size. Yeah. But if I had a kind of double the stud, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to work with what I've got at the moment. Yeah.
Just must be nice getting back into it.
Yeah, definitely.
Татуировки из кармана, плейбой. Танцую, только с тобой. Танцую, только с тобой. Ты моя лошадь, а я твой ковбой. Очки от солнца, даже ночью на мне. С тобой готов я танцевать на луне. Танцую я, танцую, только с тобой. Ты моя лошадь, а я твой ковбой. You are my horse, and I'm your cowboy.